بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. وقال تعالى: من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable friends, brothers, elders in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, through the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept every one of us with iman, that we were able to fast by day and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by night in the month of Ramadan. It is something that we have to really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And the more we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we all away with the divine system and law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la in shakartum la azidannakum. The more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase His favors. Alhamdulillah, if this Ramadan we were hearty and hailey and we were well, then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the next Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us with health. Why sometimes comes the month of Ramadan and suddenly a person takes ill, becomes unwell in the month of Ramadan, and that's a setback for him. Sometimes it's an odd night and he cannot exert himself. He's not feeling well, he's not feeling right also. There is that guilt that troubles him that I was unable to exert myself in the month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. We were fasting in the month of Ramadan, we make tilawat of Quran, the ibadah in the odd nights in the month of Ramadan. And at the end, to culminate it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed every one of us with the day of Eid. And that day of Eid, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who fasts will enjoy two moments of happiness. Two moments. One of them, alhamdulillah, we did experience on the day of Eid, Yawmul Eid, that the day of Eid was the day of happiness, alhamdulillah, for the small children collecting Eidi. For the bigger people, alhamdulillah, it's a sense of satisfaction. We are happy, we feel contented, alhamdulillah. The contentment is, alhamdulillah, I was able to complete an entire month in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I completed, we executed, because of just 1 month. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1 month of total obedience, that by day even that which is halal you abstain from because of my command. And at night was the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to exert ourselves, to earn more from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then came the day of happiness. And the second moment of happiness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The second moment of happiness is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here is the lesson, that the Eid that we experienced in this world was a mini Eid, was a small Eid. That for 30 days you were obedient to Allah, Allah blessed us with the day of Eid. The lesson for every ummati, that if our entire lives are according to the obedience, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the day of Qiyamah will be the grand Eid for every believer. And such happiness after which there will be no displeasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the Jannati, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah, Hal radhitum? Are you happy, satisfied? Is everything taken care of? Imagine a Jannati will have everything at his disposal. He'll have maidens and servants at his beck and call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with such bounties that were beyond his imagination in this material world. Such bounties he'll enjoy in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, now are you happy with all of this? You see, they will mention, they will reply and respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah, wa ma lana la narda, why shouldn't we be happy? When you have given us things beyond our expectation, we never asked for so much of the bounties that are available. Some of these bounties we didn't even read about. Ma la aynun ra'at, things that the eye, the naked eye never ever saw. Wa la udhunun sami'at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, there's one more thing left. What is that one more thing after so many bounties? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the Jannati. Al-yawma uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. Today I announce my pleasure and happiness for every one of you. I'll never be displeased after today. Never ever will I be unhappy and displeased with you. Forever, eternal happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that grand Eid, the grand one. Now what's the lesson? 30 days of obedience, one day of happiness. And the entire life of obedience, then will be eternal happiness in akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that grand Eid on the day of Qiyamah, where we are counted amongst the people min ahli al-Jannah insha'Allah. The direct entry into Jannah. But for that, alhamdulillah, we have come so far. That in the month of Ramadan, we exerted, there was sacrifice, there was efforts. If we study the Quran, ulama explain, there's so many lessons. Not just the translation, so many lessons. In one ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. That person who practices, his practice is righteous. His amal asaliha. He's got righteous deeds to his account. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. That person who practices, his practice is good deeds. His life is about good deeds. Then the promise is, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. For practicing righteously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this world, you'll enjoy a wholesome life. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. A wholesome life in this world. But for akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Change of word. Now it's not who practices righteously. Not about the practice. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, akhirat, who brought a good deed to me? Who brought? Not who practiced in the world. What you did in the world, alhamdulillah, there's a different account that's going to be open in akhirat. Now on the day of Qiyamah, let's see who brought the good deed to me. Question is, what's the difference? You practice and bringing the righteous deed. We can be doing a lot of amali saliha in this earthly life, which would be on our records, nama-e amal, which will remain, which would we get rewarded, remunerated from the side of Allah? We don't know. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be certain people that their good deeds will have to be transferred. Why? Because you foul-mouthed someone, you had takabbur in that righteous deed of yours. It wasn't for the valid reason. Wasn't motivated out of love for Allah. It was for ulterior motive. It wasn't driven with sincerity. You had usurped the rights of the orphan. You took extra from the estate. All of these good deeds now that the person did will be transferred to who? The person who's oppressed. Or he may lose it totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. As they say, to open up a shop is easy. To run the shop, that's the battle. To go on a diet, and your first 2 weeks and you lost 5-6 kilos, alhamdulillah, feeling very well, light, alhamdulillah. It's easy. Any person can start a diet today, and you can lose weight very quickly. But the maintenance plan, that's the battle. And that's this battle that we all enter into now. That I need to control my tongue. I need to make sure I maintain all those a'mali saliha I had executed, I practiced and I did in the month of Ramadan. Now how do I protect and safeguard all of that a'mal? How do I save it? This is important for us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam already, we just came out of 30 days of fast. 30 days, just finished Ramadan. And there comes the first of Shawwal, the lesson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Man sama Ramadan. That person who fasted 30 days of Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal, follow through. And then he follows through with 6 fasts of Shawwal. He'll get the reward of as if he fasted the entire year. As if the entire year went in fasting. The entire year went in fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who are able to follow through with our amal. Yes, it cannot be to that extent and degree and magnitude that we did in the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan was long hours in the masjid. Maybe a lot of tilawat of Quran. Every day of fasting, we won't be able to do that. But at least, every month if you can have 3 days. 3 days of fasting every month inshallah. Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may not be able to read as we were reading the month of Ramadan. 5 paras, 6 paras, 7. Or whether we were reading 3 or 5. Whatever we were reading. We may not be able to maintain that level. But at least we can have some level that we will maintain after the month of Ramadan. If it's not 5 every day, at least 1 every day. If it's not fasting 30 days, 3 days every month. If I cannot do the amount of sadaqah I did in the month of Ramadan, but to some extent I need to be feeding the people, seeing to the well-being, the welfare of society. But to some extent I need to perpetuate and continue with those amal that I was doing. Simple example, a person is sick. You go to the doctor and he prescribes to you a course of medication. So you're not feeling well, you're really getting the shivers, and you're not well. Can't come to the masjid sometimes, it's serious situations. You take the medication for 1 day, the next day you wake up and you're feeling, I'm feeling much better. If you see you're feeling much better after the first day and you leave the medication one side, more than likely you're gonna relapse. More than likely you will relapse. And if you don't finish that prescribed course, it was a 3 day course, a 7 day course, or a 10 day course in different illnesses, whatever course, if you don't finish that, then there are chances at a later stage you would get some symptoms or you'll relapse and you'll feel sick again. For one simple reason, you never continue with the course. So every one of us, for the desired effects of the a'mal that we had done in the month of Ramadan, for the desired effects of it, we have to continue out of the month of Ramadan. Whatever a'mal we were doing, but to some extent, we continue with those a'mal. And if we have to look, then one pious, in the month of Ramadan, lot of tawbah, lot of istighfar, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Alim, amazing incident, he says that there was a youngster in previous times, and the alim was giving a bayan, and in his bayan, we refer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. 99 most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we say, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Razzaq. different Ya Wahhab, the different beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana, as he was talking a certain incident, he said, Ya Sattar, and he repeated it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is known by this quality of Sattarul Uyub, that He covers and He veils our sins. Just this one quality. And every time Allah, the Imam mentioned, Ya Sattar, this youngster had the shivers. And after a few moments, he fell down unconscious. So people thought he's sick. They took care of him, took him to the back of the masjid, sprinkled water on him. Mawlana also came after he was fine, met with this youngster. He says, you're okay, everything is fine. But what happened? You're not eating enough, you're dizzy, you're sick, you're not... So he says, nothing Mawlana, it's all okay. He says, no, there has to be something. Eventually he says, Mawlana, when you said Sattar, that started ringing bells. It reminded me of my dark history. It took me down back into history. He says, what happened in your life? He says, it brought back memories of how sincere I need to be to my Allah. He says, I was a person who had a very lustful glance. The women in the locality are all dressed up with parda and hijab, and how do you see behind them? So I used to dress up like a lady. I used to put on parda also. And whenever there were functions, I would go in the ladies section. And no one knew it was me. I would keep my parda on. And I would continue being in the ladies section. And I would see everyone, all the ladies. And I would satisfy my desires, and meaning my lustful glances I used to cast. Until one day we went for a royal function. The king's daughter was getting married. So it was an open dawat. So I went, I said, Subhanallah, imagine seeing so many more women. So like usual, I went in the ladies section. And lo and behold, the announcement was, lock all the doors. All the doors are locked. Wherever you are, stand where you are. And every single lady is to be searched today. Hands all out, for the necklace of the daughter is missing. One of you has stolen it. So he says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. He's already shivering. See, if they have to search me and they see that a man is in the ladies section, this king will slaughter me alive. In the ladies section, he'll slaughter me alive. So I turned to my Allah deep down in my heart. My heart was faced to Allah and I said, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, most Kareem Allah, You covered the sin of mine for so long. Wallah, oh my Allah, I pledge today, I'll never do any sin from today onwards. You save my integrity. No sin after today. And he says, they finished half the hall. And they finished three quarters the hall. And that sincerity within me is only getting stronger. And I'm saying, oh my Allah, I promise, oh my Allah, don't disgrace me. If my wife has to come to know, it's the end of our marriage. If my parents have to come to know, they'll disown me. If the king comes to know, he'll slaughter me. Ya Allah, you take care of my izzat. Ya Allah, take care of my izzat. So he made dua to Allah. And eventually there were few ladies left. And they found that necklace with one of the ladies that were in front of him. He says, right, everyone can leave. We can continue with the function or you can leave now. After that day, he says, I only heard Sattar. And that already gives me the shivers. My Allah, who covered my sins for so many years, He covered it at that moment. He is covering my sins for so long. How can I be disloyal to that Allah? And every one of us, if we have to look deep down, there are so many skeletons we have. There are so many things we did wrong. If Allah has to only expose it like how it was exposed to Banu Israel, you wake up in the morning and it's written on the front door. Imagine waking up in the morning and it's written on the front of your gate. So and so did so and so last night. And this is his sin. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, this quality of Allah bin Sattarul Uyub is something we cannot do justice in thanking Allah. We all know, I know for myself,
If we have to go down into Jahiliya, the days of ignorance, the days when I did not recognize my Allah, the days when I didn't realize my Allah is beholding me, He's watching me. I didn't know, I was oblivious, I was in ghaflat, and I transgressed and violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that has to be exposed today, Allahu Akbar, we may not even see tomorrow then. We may not be able to live in the society of ours. How much Allah has covered our sins. So it's time we continue with the tawbah. The tawbah we made 27 nights, the odd nights, continue with it. Now, how were we able in the month of Ramadan to enjoy such a spiritual boost? What was it? Ulama explain and say two things. Two things promote amal saliha for men especially. The two things, number one, is a mahol and an environment. We enjoyed a very healthy environment. Alhamdulillah, month of Ramadan, everyone was fasting. So for us to fast was easy. Here comes Shawwal. We all know the 6th of Shawwal is not easy. Because the children are not fasting and they, mommy is making toasted steak for them and you're still fasting and it's not easy. I mean, on a Friday, Shawwal to fast and not have dal and rice. Ya Allah, that Friday can't end also. We know. I mean, the function is on and fast. It's difficult. What made it so easy for us? 1 hour, 1 hour 15, sometimes more than that, for Taraweeh, Salah behind. Here you open the Quran after the month of Ramadan, tell a person, sit with dedication, read Quran. Don't stand in tilawat, only read for 1 hour. Take it easy, I'm not a buzruk now. One para at a time, at least quarter at a time. But what was so easy in the month of Ramadan? Mahol. It was a mahol of everyone in that environment of everyone in the ibadah that made it easy for us. Where will we get that environment? In the masjid. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes to the market place. He says, Ya Ahl al-Suq, O people of the market, ma'ajazakum. What's the matter with you guys? So they asked him, Abu Huraira, what happened? Malakum, what happened? He says, the inheritance of Nabi Sam is being distributed in the masjid. You're sitting here. You're carrying on with the business as if nothing is happening in the masjid. Subhanallah, they closed their shops and they ran. Came to the masjid, he's waiting for them in the marketplace. People went to the masjid, they came back. Abu Huraira. He says, wa malakum. What's the matter? Why are you all looking at me with squint eyes? He says, Abu Huraira, you said this inheritance being distributed, we were nothing. He says, Ama ra'itum ahadan. You never saw anyone in the masjid. You say, Abu Huraira, yeah, we went to the masjid. There were a few people. Ra'ina qawman yusallun, wa qawman yaqra'un al-Qur'an, wa qawman yatadhakarun al-halal wal-haram. Some people performing salah, other people tilawat of Qur'an, some in the majlis, some in zikr, some making durood sharif. You see how we saw pockets of people doing different things. He says, Subhanallah, that is the inheritance. That is the inheritance. And you're not going for your share of it. We know if someone has to, not, he doesn't give us inheritance. He shortchanges us. I'll see you in court. I'll see you in court. Your inheritance is for free. Everyone take. Take how much you want. Imagine coming on the day of Qiyamah. We know to live a life. We know to live a life. You live by the means. We need money. We need money to live a life, to make ends meet, to pay our bills. Imagine coming on the day of Qiyamah, wanting Jannah, and you can't pay the price. And the price was being given, dished out for free. Talks were taking place, majalis were taking place, tilawat of Quran, a'mal, bayanat, programs. So the important lesson for us is the environment is in the masjid. So number one, environment. Number two is attaching ourselves to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mullah Ahmad Chuhan Sabah, our imam, throughout the last 10 days after the Dhuhr Salah, was explaining to us one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sab'atun yudhiluhumullah fi dhilli. If we wanted, it's available. We can speak to Hafiz Yahya or the brothers who are responsible, who can give us a collection of these discourses. One of the person is that person, قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid, guaranteed shade under the arsh of Allah. His heart is attached. We know as long as that leaf is attached to the tree, it will be green and lush. The flower will give color and scent. But the moment it's detached, it falls down, it's crumbled. Now it's swept away. There's no color, there's no scent, there's no beauty to the eye. The believer is similar. As long as our ta'alluq is with the masjid, we will be successful a nation. But the moment we cut ourselves from the masjid, then there's no value to a believer. There's no value to a believer. Then we want to know, how come the ummah is being battered from pillar to post? What's happening to the ummah? We haven't charged ourselves. We know that the phones have to be charged. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Where will that nur be? In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts will be rejuvenated, will be charged, boosted. Where? In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 18 juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Entire verse discussing the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very, very next verse, because the question is, where will I get this nur? Fi buyutin adhina Allah. Where will you get this nur? In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where you will get the nur. And alhamdulillah, in the masjid, the different amal take place. Salah in jama'ah takes place. Programs are held. Morning fikr, the Thursday, the gush, the in gush, the out gush, the Thursday majlis. And different programs are taking place in the masjid. It's for us to attach ourselves to the masjid. And alhamdulillah, we'll be able to benefit ourselves and benefit the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we establish a mahol and an environment by continuously coming to the masjid, attaching ourselves to the masjid. And the most and first fundamental for every one of us is the 5 times daily salah, not negotiable. That we have to be in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshaAllah. Like how in the month of Ramadan, we used to frequent the masjid. InshaAllah, out of the month of Ramadan, we continue. We don't know if we look at the scale and the manner in which fitnas are unleashed on this ummah. Wallahi, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's so scary. So scary. We don't know. So many fitnas. Go to the schools and see what's happening. Ask the teachers the amount of fitnas. We know what's happening around. Allah protect us. We know the fitnas in society. What's happening around us. We don't know what to unleash tomorrow. Let us prepare ourselves and be spiritually rejuvenated. Because when the fitna of Dajjal comes, it's a test of Iman. For that person whose heart is already with nur, alhamdulillah, protected. Else, now we're going to be running to the masjid. It may just be a little too late. We don't know. Allah protect us, grant us the tawfiq that we take part in the amal of the masjid and accept the amal that all of us had done in the month of Ramadan. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the sufferings of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.